MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
And North Shore Today for Friday, December 6, 2024, is brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Big bucks staying in Massachusetts. Peabody takes its turn discussing MBTA zoning. Mix of clouds and sun, windy, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 2:33 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that Beacon Hill budget writers say the state collected more than $2.4 billion from the millionaires' tax last fiscal year, which proponents argue is a sign that wealthy households are not fleeing for other states following its passage. The State Department of Revenue told lawmakers during a pre-budget hearing earlier on Tuesday that the 2022 voter-approved 4% surtax generated $2.43 billion in the previous fiscal year, exceeding original estimates. In the next fiscal year, that could rise as high as $2.5 billion, according to revenue officials. The group Fair Share for Massachusetts, which backed the constitutional amendment calling for taxing households with incomes above $1 million, said the projections for the first full year of collections show the tax has been a roaring success for the state's coffers. The money is earmarked for education and transportation projects. Luke Acton is writing on itemlive.com, the Peabody Planning Board agreed to recommend to the City Council the new multifamily overlay district be adopted, with a count of 9 yes votes and 1 no vote. Kurt Bellavance, director of the Department of Community Development and Planning, presented the new districts to the board during a town hall meeting Thursday night. Two parcels of land, one covering Brooksby Village and another Dearborn Road, were decided on in order to comply with the controversial MBTA Communities Act that passed through the state 3 years ago. And Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, students in Marblehead will start to make up the 10-day school days lost during last month's teacher strike by adding a school day on December 23, the Monday before Christmas. But how the district will make up the rest of the 9 days is yet to be decided. The decision to hold school that Monday was made at Thursday night's school committee meeting and comes just over a week after the Marblehead Education Foundation ended its strike and reached a tentative agreement on a new 4-year contract with the town on November 26. More news after this break.
Hey everybody, Dominic Castro here, your host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSODResports.com. This week on the North Shore, it's all about the ADs. The AD from Revere and Saugus coming on this week. And in the Merrimack Valley, our latest Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month, it's Andover Field Hockey's own Bella DiFiore. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Massachusetts Governor Mara Healey hosted the annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony at the State House on Tuesday evening. This is the governor.
It's a joy to be with all of you this season. We are so grateful to so many across Massachusetts who show up every day and find ways to support families, to support their communities. We know this is also a challenging time of year for so many, and therefore it's all the more important we find moments to be kind, be gracious to one another, to be generous to one another and with one another as we move through this holiday season. I'm so grateful and proud and privileged to be governor of this state. It's the absolute best state in the entire country. We've got the best people. We've got great things happening. And I know more than anything, when we work together in Massachusetts, there is nothing we can't do and there's nothing we cannot overcome. Whatever holiday you celebrate this season, I wish you joy, safety, prosperity, and lots of love.
Massachusetts Governor Mara Healey. On this week's Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon has a list of holiday happenings in Newburyport this weekend.
So here are some of the other events happening coming up. The downtown invitation nights. So these are the great nights that the stores open a little later. It's the next three Fridays. And so that's the 6th, 13th, and 20th. That's a great time to get downtown. It's a lot of Christmas cheer and all the shops downtown. Santa's Workshop, put on by the Chamber of Commerce, is going to happen by the Shanties on Merrimack Street, right? So if you're looking at the if you're looking at the Black Cow, right to the right of it, those shanties, that's where Santa's Workshop's going to be, and those are going to happen, going to be open on the 7th, 8th, 15th, 21st, and 22nd. The Newburyport Recreation and Youth Services Department are having their Youth Artist Holiday Fair this Friday at the Senior Center at 5 to 7. So that's this Friday, the 6th, from 5 to 7. There's also a Holly Jolly Christmas Fair that's happening at the Central Congregational Church. That's happening Friday and Saturday, Friday 6 to 8, and then Saturday 9 to 2. So if you want to go to the church and check out that, that should be a lot of fun. There's something happening at the Firehouse, the Port Express, and that's the Joppa Dance Company, is going to have shows on Friday night at 7:30, and then Saturday there's going to be a 2 p.m. show and a 7:30 show, and then on Sunday there's going to be a 2 p.m. show. So if you want to get out, the Firehouse is a great venue, and the Joppa Dance Company is pretty awesome, so if you want to go out and check that out. And then there's also holidays going on at the Cushing House. That's also a great place to check out. I think they're doing something 10 to 4 on Saturday. And then finally, the Emory Andrews Library are doing their annual Cookie Walk craft fair. That's happening at the Senior Center on Saturday from 9 to 1 p.m. So again, that's just a lot of things happening in just the next 3 days here in Newburyport. But again, if you want to check out that website on the Newburyport Arts Collective, you'll see all the different events. And that's just some of the events. Again, that's not all the events, but that's a great list to go to if you're looking for something to do around the holidays here in Newburyport. And next week, I'll have another whole list of things going on. Because again, this is a great time of year and there's so much happening in our city. So I want to get the word out there so everyone can get out there and enjoy it.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Check out NewburyportArtsCollective.org for a complete list of holiday happenings, and check out the Mayor's Corner this week. Ethan Foreman writes in the Gloucester Times, State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr's holiday toy drive will be making stops in 8 communities this year and live-streamed via Facebook, as it seeks donations of unwrapped toys, gift cards, and monetary donations for local charities to bring holiday cheer to children. If you can't make it to one of the 8 locations during the toy drive from Wednesday, December 11 to Thursday, December 12, Tara is planning to broadcast the drive live via the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Holiday Toy Drive. Again, that's the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Holiday Toy Drive Facebook page as it travels from community to community. It can also be watched via live stream. Find out more information and donate online at North Shore Holiday Toy Drive, all one word, NorthShoreHolidayToyDrive.org. In sports, Lynn English High School will be hosting a 10-team boys basketball jamboree tonight, starting at 5:30. All 5 Lynn High Schools will be participating, along with Brookline, Chelsea, Charlestown, Woburn, and Brooks Charter School. In men's college hockey tonight, Endicott will host Western New England at 5 this afternoon. The Salem News is featuring its high school field hockey all-stars in today's paper. Player of the Year is Beverly High's Elliot Lund. Celtics were off last night. They host the Bucks tonight at the Garden. Bruins were also off last night. They return to action tomorrow afternoon when the Flyers play an afternoon game at the Garden puck drop at 1 p.m. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.